Hey guys, welcome to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. In this episode, I sit down with entrepreneur on fire, Jean-Lee Dumas. I get to talk to him about some of the most important things he went through in order to scale his business to six figures of profit per month and past that. It was a great interview. I really had a great time with it. I hope you guys enjoy it. And without further ado, let's get into it.
Pretty excited to rock the mic today.
Yeah, excited, man. I've been following you for so long. Actually, it's kind of cool when you came out with Podcasters Paradise. It totally inspired my brand name, which is E-commerce Paradise. So I just wanted to say thank you for that. And your inspiration has just like helped me push forward really far. I wanted to ask you though, with your podcasting experience, it's been wild and crazy. You've scaled so fast. You're able to do a podcast every single day and release it for so long. You're at somewhere around 2,035 episodes, I think I just checked. How are you able to manage that process and scale so quickly like that?
Yeah, so it wasn't easy and it wasn't overnight, but it was with a dedicated focus of saying, listen, if I'm going to make this work, you know, I've got to be able to scale. You know, I've got to be able to leverage my time. I got to be able to figure stuff out. So batching, you know, became the way to do things. Like for instance, right now you are interview 5 of 20 today. I'm doing 20 back-to-back interviews on other people's shows. I do that one day per month. And then for my podcast, I have the same thing. I batch my episodes so I get in the right mindset. And that day I just bring the heat. It's like my Super Bowl, you know, I just, for however many interviews I'm doing back to back, I just absolutely rock it. So as you know, it's the discipline, it's the focus, it's being productive, doing the right things, like producing the right content that's allowed me to, for 2,000 straight episodes, have a show go live every single day. And I'm very proud of that feat, and it's been a great journey.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. It really is a feat. You know, I'm just getting into podcasting myself and trying to manage doing all the content every single day. You know, sometimes I just can't do it all the time. Do you have any like hacks or tips, or maybe like some tips and advice for team building and stuff like that for people that want to get to that kind of a level with their content marketing like you have?
I think a big mistake that people make when it comes to team building is that they don't first know the task themselves. And now the reality is, I know that we don't necessarily want to learn all the ins and outs of every single part of our business, but if you are really going to be building a team, you need to be able to train that individual on what you do. So my team right now, you know, we have 3 full-time virtual assistants and multiple independent contractors. Everything that they do for our business, I know how to do. And by the way, they're almost all better than me at the things that they do now. Because they do it and I don't do it now, but I learned that process first so that I knew how to speak the language, how to train them, how to make sure that they were doing things the way that I wanted to do it. So when you're building a team, just recognize, listen, you're going to save time in the long run, but in the short run, you've got to dedicate your time, your energy, your bandwidth to learning that stuff, setting up the process how you want to learn it, and then being able to train somebody to take that off your plate. But then when they're coming back to you, you know, in the future, you're able to speak the lingo, and also you're able to know when they're not doing things right because you get it, because you've done it. So that's an important and critical part to building a team.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think that's really important. You've not only built an awesome podcast, but you also built an awesome community around your brand. You talk about Fire Nation and stuff like that. Can you give a little bit of advice for people that want to build a brand around their content and how you were able to go about doing that so well?
I mean, people want to belong to a tribe, to a community. I mean, that's just like us as human beings. So you want to give them that. You want to say, listen, if you're going to spend your time with me, I want you to know that you're part of something. You're part of a movement. You're part of a community. You're part of a tribe. You're part of the family. And I think that's really important to recognize and to say, and you know, when you're having a one-on-one conversation with me right now, I think it's important for you sometimes to turn to your audience, you know, audibly and just say, hey, like, I know you're listening. And that's why if you listen to my show enough, you'll hear me say Fire Nation. Like a couple things I really want to make sure that you take out of this. Because what am I doing then? I'm turning away from my guest and I'm turning towards my audience and I'm letting them know that I'm thinking about them. Like I'm creating this content for them. Like I'm in it with them. And that's a really important critical part of the pie.
Thanks for that tip, John. Awesome. And yes, my audience, I'm sure you guys out there that are listening really do appreciate John. Jean-Lee Dumas, the host of EO Fire, amazing podcast, been around for so long. He isn't just doing podcasting and isn't just doing brand building, but John, you're also doing amazing things with e-commerce. You've created tons of products, not just information products, also physical products. You've created the Freedom Journal with, I just actually purchased as well. So I'm actually going to be able to consume that and stuff like that. I'm really excited about that. Can you talk a little bit about your story of building products and what you've learned in the process of launching and actually selling physical products online?
So I think what's amazing about building an audience like you're doing and like what I've done is you build that audience through free, valuable, and consistent content. And when you're delivering free, valuable, consistent content to an audience, what are you doing? You're building up know, like, and trust. Your audience is beginning to know you better, like you more, and trust you more. These are critical factors because now you can turn to your audience and say, listen, I've been delivering this great content to you for free. You've been consuming it. I know that you know, like, and trust me more than you did at least when you started. What's your biggest struggle right now? Like, what is your number one struggle? And then you listen and they tell you their pain points, their obstacles, their challenges. And then what do? You create the solution for them. And that solution can be a physical product, a community, coaching, whatever that might be. So I now have three physical products that, you know, we have via e-commerce, and that's the Freedom Journal, accomplish your number one goal in 100 days. Because guess what? My audience told me they were having trouble setting and accomplishing goals. Number two, I have the Mastery Journal because my audience was telling me that they struggled with productivity, with discipline, and with focus. So guess what? I created Master Productivity, Discipline, and Focus in 100 days. And that's another journal that we've created that sells to my audience incredibly well. And then we have a lot of people that say, John, we want to start a podcast. We want to know how to actually podcast, how to come up with the idea, then all the way through launch. So of course, you know, we have Podcasters Paradise, like you mentioned, you have E-commerce Paradise. But we also just launched a physical product called the Podcast Journal, which is idea to launch in 50 days. So in 50 days, you follow this process, you will launch your podcast. So that's the process right there. You build an audience, you build the know, like, and trust, you ask them what they're struggling with, you listen, you create the solution for them, and then you offer it to them. And that's how we do things.
Yeah, man, what an amazing process. Can you talk a little bit about the launch phase of these products? It's a huge build-up to the launch, and you do this through multiple channels and stuff like that. What all goes into a launch for one of your products?
Yeah, so, you know, launch, that's when you get to go all in, because that's when you can create buzz, excitement, momentum around your product, around your service. And so that's why the first two launches that we did with the Freedom and Mastery Journal, we utilized Kickstarter because we knew Kickstarter was like a really trusted brand that we could really get people excited about, where they could come on and they could, you know, commit to investing in one of the journals. But we could also offer some other things too, like coaching or events or book signings or interviews with me, et cetera, et cetera. So we were really able to do a lot of cool things in line with that as well. So that was a really cool thing that we were able to do to kind of build excitement around that launch. You know, both of them were 33 days. So we kind of had this 33-day launch window that we had that we were really able to push content out with a beginning and an end date. And that's what's critical about launches is you have to have an end date. A lot of people don't have end dates with their launches, which is a huge mistake because a vast majority of your sales come during the closing hours of your launch. It's just crazy. It just always happens. And every single time it blows me away. So you need to have that kind of process in mind because, you know, it's all about the launch.
Yes, I can't agree more. I just finished up reading the book called Launch by Jeff Walker. And if you guys listening to this haven't read Launch yet, you have to read that book. What John is talking about is true. In the last closing hours, you'll get most of your sales. John, you're doing a really cool new thing now. I just checked out your website. It's called yourbigidea.io. Do you want to talk a little bit about that and how you're helping people find their big idea?
I'd love to. Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, for me, honestly, it goes back to that system that we talked about earlier. I asked my audience, what are you struggling with? And they said, John, like, we just don't feel like we have that big idea that so many of your guests on Entrepreneurs on Fire, they seem to have one big idea and they go all in and they crush it and they dominate. And guess what? My listeners were right. And I listened to them and I said, well, you know what? I can identify pretty clearly that all of my listeners, and likely all of your listeners too, by the way, are in one of three camps. Camp number one, they don't have a big idea. Camp number two, they have a lot of ideas, but they're not sure which is the big idea. Or camp number three, they have a big idea, but they need clarity, they need focus, they need direction, period. So I created a completely free training, and this is what I'm really proud of because I just want people to get to their North Star. And that free training is called yourbigidea.io. So if you visit yourbigidea.io, you will, in a very short time frame, have your big idea. And it's something that I just say, you know, to people, don't you feel like you're worth the time investment of this free training to either get your big idea or identify your big idea from a lot of your ideas, or give yourself clarity, focus, and direction on your current big idea? And the answer is yes, you are worth the time investment. So get over to yourbigidea.io, take that free training, consume it, get your North Star, and you'll be off to the races.
Yes, man. Couldn't agree more. It's so important to find your one big thing in life. And I'm really happy you're doing that because I think that really does matter a lot. Another thing that you got involved in, which was really, really cool, was a feature film called the Think and Grow Rich film. And I was really excited to see that because my buddy Joel was actually a part of the production behind that. And cool. He had actually stopped you on production one day and asked you, hey, John, can you do a quick Snapchat for my buddy Trevor? And you did a snap and you said, hey, man, like whatever you're doing, just create content. Don't stop. Crush it, man. And it just stuck with me and it made me realize I need to create content every day. I've been doing it ever since. Do you want to talk a little bit about like your involvement in that film and what that was like for you and stuff like that?
Well, that's a really cool story, number one. Thank you for sharing. I do remember making that snap for you. That's cool. Didn't know I'd ever meet you in person, So that's cool. But for me, I look back at some of the books that just catapulted me on my journey, and Think and Grow Rich was definitely one of them. It's a great book by Napoleon Hill. I loved it. I consumed it. It really helped me with mindset and a lot of other things, getting going on my entrepreneurial journey. And so when it came time for me about 1,000 episodes in on Entrepreneurs on Fire to look back, because I always ask, you know, the question in the lightning rounds, do you have what would be one book you'd recommend? I did a tally of all the books, and Think and Grow Rich was one of the top three books recommended in over 1,000 episodes. So by over 1,000 entrepreneurs, Think and Grow Rich was in the top three. So I wrote a big article about it. Tim Ferriss actually shared it, so it went pretty viral, and it was a really cool experience. And when it came time for the movie Think and Grow Rich to come out, I think that they, through a couple different channels, saw that and saw a few other things that I've been doing that was very synergistic with what they were doing with the movie Think and Grow Rich. And so I connected with a couple of the producers, flew out to San Diego, did the filming, had a great time doing it. Now you can actually visit johnleedumismovie.com and you can just see my personal clip of Think and Grow Rich, which I'm very proud of. I think it came out really well. I told a really real, raw, emotional story about my time in the military that I think was really beneficial for a lot of people. I've had a lot of veterans reach out to me from that because I'm a military veteran myself of 8 years. So that was a pretty cool thing that I was able to experience. But again, that's johnleedumismovie.com. And it's just a free, you can see my clip in that movie, Think and Grow Rich, for free. And it's not super long. So I'd say if you want a little motivation, go check it out.
Sounds great. Yeah. So, you know, you've done so much and you've gotten so far. Maybe we can rewind all the way back to the very beginning. What's your like one biggest tip you have for somebody who wants to start out on this journey and maybe they're struggling to get going or something like that, besides like, you know, finding their big idea? What's like the best piece of advice you can offer them?
Biggest piece of advice I can offer is, listen, you need to practice patience. It's not going to happen overnight for Trevor. It's not going to happen overnight for me. It's not going to happen overnight for anybody. Like, it's patience. Like, people that win put out the content. Like, when you started putting out consistent content, it wasn't like the world changed overnight. No, it's a slow, steady grind, and it's a slow, steady growth. One of the quotes that I love is, and it's my quote, so I better love it, don't focus on getting bigger, focus on getting better. Because so many people are spending so much time trying to get bigger, driving people to their content, but guess what? Their content stinks. So you're never gonna win with that mentality, with that process, with that strategy. So don't focus on getting bigger, focus on getting better. Because if you do better work, better produce better content, you're gonna win on a bigger level, period.
That's awesome, John, man. Thank you so much for all the value bombs you dropped. The audience, I'm sure they appreciate it so much. Thanks for being on the podcast, and I hope to see you in person someday soon.
It'd be cool, brother. Take care. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. And everybody out there, prepare to ignite.
All right, guys, I really hope you enjoyed that interview. It was a lot of fun for me. As you can see, I was smiling the whole time. If you're listening to this on the podcast, I wanted to say thank you so much for being a listener of the E-Commerce Paradise podcast and following along my journey as well. Now, I wanted to let you guys know that I am going to be raising the price of the High Ticket Dropshipping Masterclass by the end of the month. It's going to come along with a big launch as well and a lot of new content. And updated content as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun for me. The students that are in there right now, I'm super proud of all of them. They're getting lots of sales and telling me all the success stories and stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. And I'm so excited for them. Currently right now, I'm still in Bangkok, Thailand, and I'll be here for the remainder of August as well as half of September. And then from September to October, I'm actually going to be back in the United States in Los Angeles. I'm going to do a little trip up to Seattle and also to Montana and back down to LA before we head back out to Bangkok, Thailand again for the fall and winter season. So I'll be doing at least one or maybe possibly two live meetup groups in Los Angeles while I'm out there. If any of the listeners happen to be in Los Angeles, if you guys are out there, definitely email me, trevor@ecommerceparadise.com, to let me know that you're in Los Angeles and would be interested in having a meetup session. Basically, what that would involve is meeting up at a coffee shop or some sort of a lunch venue and relaxing, having some good talk about e-commerce. So if you're interested in that, email me and we'll get it set up. So guys, definitely get into that masterclass now if you want to start your e-commerce business with high-ticket dropshipping. If you're looking to scale your business or optimize your store, the course is actually really good for that as well. I have tons of templates. I have lots of tutorials on how to set up certain apps and how to optimize your store for conversions. I have a customized version of the Shoptimized theme that I actually use specifically to create the most optimized store possible. It's specifically for high-ticket dropshipping. So if you're interested in optimizing your store, scaling as well, I'll be building out a lot more content into the masterclass for scaling, not just for launching your store. So get excited, guys. It's going to be huge in September. I'm really excited to bring the masterclass version 2 to the marketplace. And until then, we'll see you guys out there. Take care.